This is The View from Pluto. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz with WKSU's sports commentator, Terry Pluto. For the second year in a row, Cleveland's baseball team will finish the season without manager Terry Francona. The 62-year-old had hip surgery on Monday, the latest in a series of lingering health issues. Francona has led Cleveland to winning records for much of the last decade, including that 2016 World Series berth. So how concerned is the team about his future?
A little bit of background. Terry Francona was the college player of the year at Arizona. His physical problems started way back in the early 70s when he was a rookie player with the old Montreal Expos, they aren't even around anymore, and he slid into second base and tore up his knee terribly. In 2017, he went to Cleveland Clinic for a heart procedure. Mm-hmm. He told me in an interview that he's had over 30 surgeries, and that is before the latest go-around. Hmm. This guy's been in a lot of pain for decades.
And it's been showing a little bit this season?
Well, you go back to 2020. Remember, he was supposed to manage that year, but he had several surgeries, some in the prostate area and some others, and he ended up only managing 14 out of 60 games. Then he had a surgery on his foot right after last season, and the toe contracted a staph infection. That led to a whole bunch of problems for this year. The other thing that's been hanging over him for a couple of years is he needs one hip replaced at least. And Francona said that, you know, that all I can do is just get to the park and back. I'm just exhausted all the time. And so he tried to manage this year and basically couldn't do it.
Who made the decision? Was it him, the ball club, or kind of a
mutual? I know that the front office was very worried about how he was doing physically.
Yeah.
If you watched him during the season, he had a walking boot on, and just getting to the mound and back looked painful. So I think, look, the Indians are not going to the playoffs this year. It's been a rough year with everything.
It really has. It's just one thing after another.
Yeah, the name change and all the turmoil over that, regardless of how you feel about it, it certainly is something that's up into the franchise. I think the front office said, we just need you to get better. So he's at the hip surgery. They're going to wait to see how that goes, and they're going to try to put this rod in his foot. Well, then you're going to roll in the spring training.
Next year.
Yeah. Is he ready to go again? I mean, it's pretty hard now if you're running the Indians. You know, Terry Francona is a Hall of Fame caliber manager, but he hasn't made it through the last two seasons.
Right. So already on their mind is what's going to happen next season.
It's interesting to me that last year Sandy Alomar filled in as the interim manager. This year's DeMarlo Hale.
Yeah, which surprised me.
Yes. DeMarlo Hale managed for 9 years in the minors at every single level and has been a big league coach for 19 years. DeMarlo Hale and Francona have a long relationship dating back to the minor leagues. DeMarlo Hale was one of his top assistants in Boston when Terry managed there. Terry Francona brought him in and made him his top assistant, what's called bench coach. And there was a guy that stands next to Francona during the year. Now, my mind, I wonder, don't know this from anywhere. You know, they auditioned Sandy last year. Are they auditioning DeMarlo Hale this year in case they need one of them for next year?
You have to have some sort of plan. It's a little heartbreaking if you're Francona and the fans who adore him.
We forget how bad the Indians were when he came in here. They were horrible.
Yeah.
In fact, around baseball, the shock was he took the job.
Right. I remember that.
And he does have a special place in his heart for Cleveland. His voice cracked. He said, you know, when I was a young boy, I came to this ballpark when my dad played here. He said, then, you know, I came here when I was managing the Philadelphia Phillies and had gotten fired and I needed a job. And Mark Shapiro and Chris Antonetti brought me into the front office as an advisor for a year. Then when I decided to come back, it's the only place I wanted to come. But he doesn't want to finish this way. So that's from his heart pouring out towards Cleveland. If they have a winning season again, that's 9 consecutive winning seasons.
You have to think, if anybody's going to make a comeback here and return, it's going to be him.
Yeah, and, you know, he's really the whole package as a manager. He is the best Indian manager I have ever seen.
Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Amanda.
That's WKSU commentator Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesdays to talk sports.